And this hour, it is the business of Greater Newport with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. We are broadcasting from Chamber headquarters here at Innovate Newport. And our Chamber host today, the Executive Director of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, Erin Donovan Boyle. Erin, nice to see you again.
You too. Good morning. How are you, Bruce?
Good. We are on the doorstep of quite a weekend around here.
Of course.
And next week, too.
It never stops.
Never stops.
We're so fortunate. Lots of activities. Keep this economy going.
Well, that's it. Economy's on the backs of Newport here. And I think we're the community to do the job. That's no right. doubt about it in my mind. And just to prove the point here in the business of Greater Newport, we kick things off with the business of the week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply.
That's right. We're excited to announce this week's business of the week is Bellevue Boards. Congratulations. And please welcome Jackie Connor, owner of Bellevue Boards. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome.
Congratulations. Now, we were just chatting. You're coming up on your two-year anniversary?
I cannot believe it. It was this past weekend. I opened up my shop at 84 Broadway 2 years ago, Super Bowl, Valentine's Day weekend, and we just celebrated both of those two big holidays for my business again. And it's really, really cool to reflect on, you know, what we've achieved the past 2 years.
Well, I can't think of a better weekend to open up, particularly in your line of business. So tell everybody what Bellevue Boards is all about.
Yeah, so Bellevue Boards specializes in everything cheese and charcuterie. So if you were to browse our website, you would see that we have cheese and charcuterie boards for pre-order. We have picnic boxes. We specialize in larger events, so catering, and that being our grazing tables. So I'm sure many of you have seen on social media those massive arrangements that serve like 50 to 100 people. We create those.
Amazing.
So those are really fun. And then it's really hard to choose a favorite part of my business, but it has to be my styling classes. So really, if you have an interest in the world of cheese and charcuterie, you definitely have to check out Bellevue Boards.
So that's great. So you can pre-order and pick up right in Bellevue Boards, right on Broadway. You can also hire you for catering as well.
Yeah. I think that my main customer is someone who lives a very busy life, don't we all?
Yes.
And as much as we would love to spend every waking moment preparing for a gathering, we have so many other priorities in our lives.
Right.
So if you are heading to a gathering, it's really convenient to be able to just log on. You can do it any hour of the day, pre-order a board, and then you're arriving to, you know, maybe it's a work meeting or a cocktail party with something that's really delicious. And then if you're hosting, you probably have a million other things to focus on too. So send out your partner to pick up the board and then that's taken care of.
That's amazing. But you also said you teach as well.
Yeah, so I offer both public and private styling classes.
Okay.
So what that means is that you can come to my shop, you can come alone to a public class, or you can book out the space. We host bachelorette parties, mom's night outs, book clubs, any occasion, and we welcome you and walk you through the steps of building a really beautiful, well-rounded cheese and charcuterie board.
That's
so
great.
There's so much thought and effort that can go into a beautiful spread, so we walk you through ingredient selection, the techniques, the food pairings. The class is also BYOB, so it's a really fun afternoon
now
or evening out. That makes it pretty fun too.
It sounds like it'd be a really great team building exercise too for small businesses and their leadership team.
We've done a lot of corporate classes and those are really fun because that kind of gets people out of their shell a little bit. You can see when people relax outside of the office. So it's definitely a good reason to book a class.
That's great. So you have a schedule of classes coming up?
Yeah, so on BellevueBoards.com right now, we have a few of our winter public classes. So if you were to browse the selections, we have our Leap Day class. So it is a leap day this year, so I thought it would be fun to host a class for the public, make the most of that extra day this month. There are only a few seats left, so if you're interested, that's a Thursday introductory style class. We also have a St. Patrick's Day class. So St. Patrick's Day is a big holiday here in Newport.
Absolutely.
So we have the parade on Saturday, so you can celebrate, you know, throughout downtown, but then you can spend the actual holiday doing doing something festive. Mm-hmm. With Bellevue Boards, we're going to focus on the world of cheese and specifically from Ireland, of course.
Oh, that is so cool.
Really flavorful options, and then we'll be styling some really beautiful wood clover board. So that's great. Something fun to be a little more festive.
And what time is that one?
That one's at 3 o'clock. So
okay.
Perfect for a little mm-hmm. day afternoon, and then maybe you head downtown and go to one of the awesome restaurants to kind of finish right. off a really solid Newport afternoon.
How long do the classes usually take place?
The classes are about 1.5 to 2 hours long. Perfect. I never stop if we're having fun. So it really depends how social, you know, the group
right.
is.
That's great. And how many in each class maximum?
It's a really intimate environment. Mm-hmm. So the max is 10 or 11. 11 okay. if, you know, we're getting cozy. So you're not overwhelmed. It's a really comforting space mm-hmm. where, you know, you actually feel like you're learning something. You're yeah. not sitting in the back of a huge room.
Yeah, what a great idea. So those are the public courses that are available, and you have more, I'm assuming, planned throughout the year?
Yeah, so those are our winter classes, mm-hmm. but more classes will be planned for the spring and, of okay. course, the summer. But our calendar definitely gets busy with our private events. So
right.
Definitely inquire now if you're looking for a spring or summer private class, mm-hmm. because, like I said, that event calendar books up pretty quickly.
Sure.
And then we sprinkle those public ones in between. Or other events.
And all of those private events actually take place at Bellevue Boards. You don't go out to people's homes.
For the most part, okay. they do happen at our shop. However, I love going off-site. So
oh, cool.
if you would like to host in your home or your Airbnb or even your office, we've done conference room classes. So mm-hmm. speaking of those team building
right.
Opportunities, we are more than happy to bring the experience to you. And it's just a little more comfortable maybe in your environment. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to do it either way.
That's great. And so, Jackie, how many employees do you have? Or is this all you?
Oh, so, for the most part, Bellevue Boards is me. But
wow.
I have to say, if you get a delivery from Bellevue Boards, it's likely going to be my husband. So it's a team effort there. But then I do have summer employees. So last summer wouldn't have been possible without my two favorite ladies, Becky and Kate. So I don't fully do it alone. Mm-hmm. They help me out so much. But in this off season, before we get into the busy sure. spring and summer, it's all me.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
First of all, 2 years, that is something really that you should truly be celebrating. I know how successful I've seen you grow over the course of the last couple of years, and it's so nice to see. We're so proud of you being a chamber member and being this week's business of the week. If anybody wants some more information, how can they find out how to get in touch with you?
So I am determined to be posting a lot more on social media this year. So you can check out our Facebook at Bellevue Boards, our Instagram, of course. I'm always popping onto stories there for my business updates. But BellevueBoards.com is definitely going to be the best place to go. You can inquire for any question you may have, a private event, a private class. It's all going to be online.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I love being a chamber member. So appreciate this opportunity.
Excellent. Our business of the week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply. It's the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, from Chamber headquarters here at Innovate Newport. Our chamber host today, the executive director of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, Erin Donovan Boyle, and an interesting guest.
Yeah, we're really excited to be joined by a professor from Salve Regina University, Dr. Ryan Wang. Welcome. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
No, we're really excited that you're able to join us today. We have partnered on a couple of projects that we'll talk about in a few moments. But first, I think it would be a good opportunity for you to introduce yourself to our listeners and talk about how long you've been with Salve.
Great. Thank you, Erin. My name's Ryan Wang. This is only my second semester at Salve. I started mm-hmm. in September 2023. Has had a blast. Love my students, love the school, love the city. I have a PhD in marketing from the University of Minnesota, mm-hmm. and also a PhD in sport management from the University of Florida. And so my passion is to combining marketing, consumer behavior, as well as sports. Then hopefully I can bring all those research to my class and mm-hmm. Allow students to work on real business projects.
That's wonderful. And I'll fill you in on a project that we're working on this semester with one of Salve's interns for the chamber as well, specifically related to sports management. Yeah. So you are currently the assistant professor of business and economics as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you tell listeners a little bit about that particular class?
Currently I'm teaching undergraduate business research and undergraduate consumer behavior classes. Particular in terms of business research, this is where we had a chance to collaborate with the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So business research basically is to show students how systematic research is important in the current business environment. Everything should be systematically researched based on data rather than based on intuitions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times human biases can come in overconfident. Mm-hmm. And that's why we try to let students know you try have to trust data, you have to carry out systematic research to answer your business questions. So all the way from scanning the environment, knowing what the business problems that we're facing,
mm-hmm.
and come up with different data resources that could potentially be already available. If not, how can we carry out our own research to collect relevant data, use different statistical software to analyze data and present the results to relevant stakeholders.
So we're obviously very interested in that. As most people, I hope, know, we have a regional economic development division of the chamber where we partnered with your class last semester because we rolled out a business walk, which was an opportunity for elected officials and business leaders to go out into the community and meet with different business owners to really gather from them their perspective. How is business going? Where is your growth? Where are your hurdles? And really drill down into it. We also did a business survey that your class helped for us to distribute and collect very specific data about the economic climate in the region. So this everything that you're working on, those skills that you're meeting from an economic development standpoint, we can absolutely see how important and imperative it is for future policymakers mm-hmm. and leaders to have those skills. But that transfers over into individual businesses as well. And so really skilling the talent pipeline that's coming out of Salve Regina University and the business programs that you have with that expertise of, I can now analyze how the business is going. So I, you know, be hired for a small business, medium-sized business, have an individual with these types of skills to take a look at your revenue model, to take a look at various different data points, right? And drill into, say, this is how we may be seeing it, like you said, from a personal, subjective perspective, but objectively, this is what the data is.
Mm-hmm.
So can you expound a little bit on that, on the types of jobs and opportunities that some of your students would be able to enter in with these types of skills?
I see. So through those two events, a business interview and business walk, so as simple as allowing students to meet with the local business owners mm-hmm. and learning professionalism, so that itself is a very valuable experience. So in terms of jobs, nothing related to business research, but I actually had a student found a probably full-time, part-time, not sure, but with a Bellevue Nutrition.
Okay.
So she did the interview with the owner, and mm-hmm. the owner liked her, invited her to become a part of the company.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
That's perfect. But again, when you talk about business research related jobs, there are all kinds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, you can have people who conduct interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So business interview where students had a chance to collect qualitative data
mm-hmm.
through extensive interview. So that would be a great skill to have.
Absolutely.
And in fact, a lot of products, for example, P&G,
mm-hmm.
extensively using interview to learn the vocabularies consumers use to describe their products.
Mm-hmm.
So learning how to run interview itself is a very important skill.
Right.
Besides interview, you can also learn how to run focus groups to mm-hmm. learn how to become moderators.
Mm-hmm.
So it's similar to interview, but where you will have a group of somewhere between 7 to 12 consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can use focus group to learn consumers' vocabularies, what they like about your products, what they don't like, what the changes they want to see to be made. So again, being a moderator will be a great career opportunity for students.
Absolutely.
Then you get into more of a quantitative side of business research,
mm-hmm.
right, in terms of a survey design. how can you carry out a survey depending on the land and type of questions, what kind of instrument you need, whether it's interval data, whether it's nominal data, whether it's continuous or binary, all that require a good understanding of statistics as well as social survey design. Right. And at the end, you have data analysts. Those people who love numbers, who like to read numbers mm-hmm. and find out the patterns, the correlations, the causal relationships. And data analyst definitely is one of the most popular jobs.
Oh, across skilled, the board for any yeah, type of business.
Required yeah. right now. So I would say students have all kinds of opportunities if they do want to find a job in business research.
Absolutely. And data analysis. And I would say I would love to have somebody on staff and in whatever capacity who could then review that data and put that into a nice executive summary, mm-hmm. right? That's what all CEOs want is yeah. that executive summary. Please form some conclusions so that I can determine which path to move forward exactly. now. So having that skill and being able to, you know, facilitate and pull that information from a cohort or a group is extremely important. And so in our region, we have a significant amount of small businesses. 98% of our businesses are small, so under 50 employees. But even further, we have 90% of, well, I would say more like 80% now of the chamber's membership have less than 10 employees. Mm. So we have super small micro businesses who are very reliant on every team member. Because you're so small, every team member has a different area of expertise and a different skill to bring to the table. But as you said, they're also very open to hiring talent locally based on, I see a lot of potential in this person, mm-hmm. right? So there's a lot of on-the-job training and so forth. But maybe you can talk a little bit about the importance of Salve students both having that experience here locally and how that can lead to job development within our own community.
Okay, so that's a great question. So I can use a quote, a lot of times attributed to Franklin Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. So basically, in terms of education, when you just tell students, you read the slides, they will forget. But you teach them systematically, they start to remember, but it is about engagement. Can you let students really engage in with the knowledge they have and apply those knowledge in their real life? That is about lifetime learning. Yeah. So Salve, all the faculty members at Salve are dedicated to provide experiential learning opportunities for students. Mm-hmm. And so every single thing students do, they'll be able to learn a skill, use a skill, but also, practically speaking, add a line to their CV. Mm-hmm. So for example, right now I'm the faculty advisor for the Salve American Marketing Association chapter.
Okay.
They just made great community involvement video promotional videos for the Potter's League.
Okay.
Yeah. So help the community build their CV, build their film editing skill. So mm-hmm. that is about what is we really try to provide students and develop them as a business leader mm-hmm. and as well as to grow, not just in the Newport community, but also
sure.
anywhere they want
to
be.
Wherever they land, yes. yeah. Of course, they should land here and we should keep some of this talent yeah, within sure. the area, which we certainly do. So talk a little bit about, so this is your second semester
right.
here at Salve, mm-hmm. and where were you before, and talk a little bit about why you chose Salve.
All right, so I have had a pretty interesting career journey.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, before I joined Salve, I was an assistant professor of marketing at the University of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Where, again, I primarily taught business research and marketing analytics.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I come to Salve, first is I love the school. This mm-hmm. is probably the school make me feel the most welcoming. As long as I arrived, I met the faculty the first time, they made me feel this is the place I want to be. The environment is amazing. School is pretty. Mm-hmm. But also have personal reasons. My family, I have two kids. Mm-hmm. They live up in New Hampshire. So I have always strived to move back to the New England area. So the job opened up. So I decided to apply. Luckily, I got an offer and here I am.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And now you're close to your family and you're able to commute. Not too bad. those bridges, right?
Not too bad. 5 hours round trip, but luckily I only have to do not 5 days a week, sometimes sure. 2 to 3 times. So not too bad.
That's great.
Excellent. We're going to continue in just a minute here in the business of Greater Newport here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. Welcome back. It is the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. We do it in this hour every Thursday, and we are again today at Chamber Headquarters at Innovate Newport. And if you'd like to find out more about this working space, co-working space, you can get a lot done here. So many people have discovered it. You can visit innovatenewport.org. Erin Donovan Boyle, getting a lot done.
always, Bruce. But we are joined today by Dr. Ryan Wang from Salve Regina University. He's the assistant professor of business and economics there, teaching a couple of classes this semester, his second semester with Salve. And as soon as you came on board, though, we pulled you right in to start working with the chamber.
Yes.
So last semester, we reached out. As many of the listeners know, we have a regional economic development division called Connect Greater Newport. And the main mission there is for us to be able to help nurture economic development throughout the region. And we do that by keeping our ear to the ground and really having a regular pulse of how the economy is doing. If anybody wants to check out our website, it's at connectgreaternewport.com. You'll see on the front page a dashboard of current economic data points of how many job openings are available, which sectors are hiring, what unemployment looks like, what our recovery has looked like since the pandemic when we really launched that piece. And when you came on board, and our partnership with Salve and our ties with the chamber go back deep and long, many years, but when you came on board, we were excited to reach out and see if you, your class, and your students wanted to participate and help with two annual events that we do. The first one was a business survey, and the second was our business walk. So can you talk a little bit about why you said yes, first of all, but then also how you approached these two, you know, initiatives with the chamber and your students?
Sure. The quick answer, I have to say yes, because I'm new, and my my chair asked me, do you want to do it? So the answer is always yes.
That's right.
But it is just a great experience, a great opportunity, both for me and for my students. So I've been teaching at different places for multiple years. A lot of time, professors would try to provide experiential learning experience for students. But many times, you cannot find actual business that you can work with. So we, a lot of time, have to come up fictitious companies or companies out there that you would probably don't really have a chance to work with. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I saw the email from my chair about a potential collaboration with the chamber, mm-hmm. I immediately said yes. And it turned out to be a great experience both for myself and for students.
And for us too,
Great.
So the first thing that we rolled out together was that business survey. And we got a lot of input from you and Fourth Economy, who is our economic development firm that we work with, to develop that survey to really get a good idea of how things were going in the local economy. Can you talk a little bit about how you assisted the chamber in collecting some of that data and analyzing it?
So first of all, I think the survey was a great success. I did have my students help making follow-up calls, and I believe the response rate was pretty high.
Yeah.
I would have probably about 200 responses collected, that's fantastic. So in terms of questions, basically I believe the questions include several majors about owners' prospective economic views, mm-hmm. as well as retrospective. So those are important. But I think really the survey also tackled a few very important questions and allow, at least when we look at data, we identify the biggest concern for the local business seems to retaining and recruiting talents.
That's right.
So by having those questions related to the challenges business are facing, it really allows us students, as well as the chamber, to figure out what are the better solutions, what mm-hmm. are better helps that we can provide it for local business owners.
Yeah, absolutely. So first, I would like to say, while we have done this survey in the past, the response was the best that we've ever had it in this last year. And a lot of that is credit to your students and for you for encouraging them to participate and make those calls. Many of you may not know this, but we're a really small team here at the Chamber, and capacity is sometimes in question. Even though we do some big things, we truly appreciate the support, and that's why the partnership with students at Salve who are interested in this field and so forth was such a natural fit and truly welcomed. We look forward to continuing that relationship and continuing to get that type of response. As far as the analysis of some of the data that was collected and the highlight or the focus really on the need for talent pipeline, retention and attraction, there are multiple reasons that were uncovered as to why that is difficult. Some of it being we're very small businesses and competing with larger businesses, and others being there's a lot of mobility opportunity mm-hmm. out there, which is a wonderful thing, right, for the general population. But the cost of living and opportunities for individuals and trailing spouses, you know, doesn't always match up with the actual demand here. Mm. I have to credit you, though. Your students did presentations and deep dives into that particular set of data. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So like we talked about earlier, I think one of the biggest challenges faced by local businesses is about retaining and recruiting talents. Mm-hmm. But students looking at data, they will also be able to identify some potential solutions. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of reasons behind the lack of opportunity to recruit talents is because employees apparently are looking for benefits, right?
Right.
Yeah, either paid leaves, sick time, or a 401k. Mm-hmm. I know most of the, I think 90%+ of a local business are categorized small businesses, mm-hmm. so that can be challenging to provide benefits to employees, right. But that's definitely something that should be thought about in order to attract better talents.
Absolutely. So I might add, the Chamber has launched a 401k retirement plan Ooh. For its Chamber members for that explicit reason. We have so many small businesses there, and it's both costly and risky at times to develop a fund, a retirement fund, to manage in perpetuity when you have a lot of turnover in particular positions. So as you can imagine, hospitality types of businesses has a lot of turnover. The program that we set up was in direct response to that. It's a pooled employer plan, so people can actually use a third party, reduce their financial or fiduciary responsibility, as well as lower costs for overall administrative component, and you can still design the plan that best suits your individual company. You don't have to offer, you know, a standard thing. So it's research like this that helps inform us to respond with new programs that can help meet people at the need. What I also thought was really interesting about the perspective was having college students who are just about to graduate, juniors and seniors, entering into the workforce. And they give their perspective of what they're looking for new jobs too, right? Even if it wasn't obvious or it didn't come through directly on the survey, they made some implications on their own. And that's really important feedback because this is the next workforce. Mm-hmm. This is the next generation of workers.
Yeah, these are the people who are going to be out in the job market pretty soon, let's say in a year or two. And those are the ones that we need to listen to, knowing that what they want. Right. Right, in return as a payment for their talents and their That's abilities.
Right. That's right. So I found their presentations extremely helpful, but certainly it articulated that we need to do more. We need to continue to support the local businesses with offering affordable benefit options that they can offer to their staff so that they can compete with the larger company and they can retain them for longer periods. But then also come up with new solutions for how we can continue to market ourselves about this wonderful place that right. we have here in Greater Newport and wonderful opportunities and welcoming business owners as well who are willing to work with their employees and treat them like family, which for we sure. see quite a bit here on this island community. So I can't thank you enough for your support. Now, Will you do this again with us?
Oh, I will do anytime when Chamber needs me.
Excellent. I don't want to put you on the spot on the air, but you all heard it here first.
There you go. And why should Ryan be different than any of the rest of us? Just do what Aaron says. That's all we ask.
I'm on board.
Well, we're glad to hear your story and love talking with you. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Bruce.
In the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. We're here at Chamber Headquarters at Innovate Newport and Aaron Donovan Boyle. Always things going on here on the Chamber calendar.
Always.
Starting today.
That's right. So we have our business during hours today at 12 o'clock right in the cafe here at Innovate Newport. Come and join us. It's going to be a little bit different this week. Everybody is invited to share about their business. It'll be a great networking opportunity. But we actually have a presentation that we'll be giving with Aventura. Aventura is a travel organization that works with Chambers of Commerce. And we are actually partnering this year on a trip to the Amalfi Coast in October of 2024.
That?
So if you want to hear more, come on in. We'll get a presentation right from them. We have applications or sign-up forms. But great opportunity for networking abroad, but certainly just to take a nice, really nice trip along the coast.
Sure. It's an amazing destination. And
it's a good opportunity.
Wonderful food.
Of course. And then in the afternoon, speaking of food and beverages, we have an industry spotlight taking place right here at Innovate Newport. Molly Williams has pulled together a really great program. We will have demos and tables full of samples and different local businesses.
A lot of startup food entrepreneurs, a lot of folks who got their start at Hope in Maine, who some of whom you see on the shelf at places like Clements and Dave's. Mm-hmm. And then there are some that are not quite at that stage. Mm-hmm. So they're...
That's right. All stages and levels of different businesses. And then there's a panel discussion as well from people representing those different stages.
Right.
And talking about what is needed, talking about where to find investment. Lots of different opportunities around this particular sector.
It's such an interesting dynamic. And Molly was in last week and had our discussion and our panel here in the business of Greater Newport. And she had a couple of folks who were on the manufacturing side and the sort of manufacturing support, manufacturing hardware, and more along the lines of installing equipment and providing specific things for packaging, things like that. And it's so interesting because it's a fine line that you have to approach in this hospitality and food service business in that, we all want to be successful and we all want to make money. But the real determining factor and the real focal point has to be the guest, has to be the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can talk about and have the greatest business plan in the history of the world and a wonderful marketing approach and all that, but if
it doesn't resonate,
if your hamburgers are no good, if nobody wants to eat your empanadas, then you're no place.
That's right.
And how is it packaged and how is it served and how do you feel when you eat it and do you want to support this person? We are in the age of the cult of personality, so the chef and who created that food or that meal becomes as important. So there's a whole bunch of things going on here.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we'll hear straight from experts and founders and new startups. So it'll be a really great opportunity. It's from 3:30 to 5, I believe, this afternoon. Networking will be available as well. If you haven't registered already, you definitely should. Go right to innovatenewport.com. It's also on Eventbrite. Large crowd expected, so I'd plan on coming early.
Right, and there'll be opportunities for nibbling and grazing and sampling and things, which is always a lot of fun.
That's right.
Speaking of that, we do have the expo.
We do. The expo is on April 9th from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Wyndham Atlantic Resort this year.
Right.
We've had it there the last couple of years. It's just a beautiful venue. Great, easy parking, easy access, awesome opportunity for businesses to get a booth and showcase what you have. But then also for the general public to come and graze and poke around.
Because, yeah, there are so many food businesses that show up.
That's right. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then this year, in addition to that, which is sponsored by Cox Communications, we have our Excellence in Business Awards reception that evening. It'll be a dinner on the second floor ballroom at the Wyndham Atlantic Resort. So come join the expo, come up for dinner, and hear about some local businesses who will be receiving their awards. We're going through that process right now. We have three finalists in each of our award categories. We will know very soon, by the end of the month, who those winners are, and really look forward to congratulating and celebrating with them.
Of course.
We'll also have a keynote speaker that evening.
Oh, excellent. Now, before that, on the chamber calendar, we have another of what is proven to be one of the more popular events that is put on by the chamber through the year. It started this year.
That's right. So we have our Women of Distinction, Conversations with Women of Distinction event early in March, on March 7th. Our guest this month, next month, will be Krista Durand, president of Newport Hospital. So I expect to have a great turnout Thursday, the 21st at Rosecliff. And our speaker is a national keynote speaker called Julie Brown. Julie Brown has written a book. I believe she was on your show
before. She was on with Gail Olofsson.
That's right.
It's not my show. It's Gail Olofsson's show.
I apologize.
I'll let her hear you say that.
And as everybody probably heard then, but can certainly see from our video posts that we've been pushing out and promoting the event, she has a lot of energy. She is a spitfire. And she wrote a book recently called This Blank Works.
Oh, yes. Yes, right. Exactly. This Blank Works.
I forgot
works.
I was on radio for a second.
Yes. That's right. I do remember that.
Yes. And it's all about that. Networking and inviting young women and women of all stages of their career, how to network and brand themselves, do it properly, appropriately, efficiently, and not to waste your time. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event, as always, at Rosecliff.
It's always a great time there at when these get-togethers occur, and that's just the beginning. And there are so many things happening on the chamber calendar through the spring and into the even into the summer months.
Absolutely, and even we, everybody knows, we regularly have our business during hours on Thursdays at noon here, but on the fourth Thursday of each month, we have our business after-hours events. So in February, on the 22nd, we have our after-hours event at Pella Windows and Doors of Newport. And then the following month in March, it will be at the new Pell Hotel. So we have a great lineup of business after-hours events. All members and non-members alike are invited to attend. Great opportunity to network, see these local businesses, and just support the chamber.
Right. That's definitely. And we see how vibrant the chamber is and how much it is involved with so many aspects of not only business, but of life here in the county.
Absolutely. And another really good example of that is our networking coffee hour that we do with the Rhode Island Small Business Development Center. Mm-hmm. Next month in March on the 5th, that will take place aboard the Oliver Hazard Perry.
Oh, how about
that? So we're bringing it all together. Small business services, Chamber of Commerce, networking, coffee, and Oliver Hazard Perry.
Oh, fantastic. And if you want to find out about any of these events and much more, just visit NewportChamber.com. Find out about joining and become a member. You can keep up with what's going on. Reserve your place at these networking events and other opportunities. And you might just find yourself joining us here in the business of Greater Newport. We do it every Thursday at 11. Aaron Donovan Boyle, thank you again, as always.
Thanks, Bruce. See you soon.